Tourists do not touch the god. When I went to Earth last year, I met a number of strange local gods. Out there, the gods are a lottery. You might get a tyrant or you might get a saint. And whatever you get will color your village or your town or your metropolis with its moods and fears and its perversions. Of the three I actually met, the first two were more or less brain dead. They had been gods for so long that they had started to go off, like milk or cheese, and started to stink too. And they were so deeply buried in their fat, cheesy flesh that they were also blind. The people of the villages mocked them ceaselessly and without mercy, throwing rotten veg at their heavily lashed eyes, and even tormenting them with rodents if something happened they didn't like. Though they all knew that these two gods were well past the age when they could make things happen. The people wanted rid of these two gods, but they couldn't kill them, for that is bad luck, and they couldn't ask for replacements, for that is bad luck, and almost always results in a worse god. So they had to just put up with them, as our people in Andromeda put up with corrupt politicians whose powers have been filibustered from within their grasp. But the third god I met was a fine young god, only 700 years old, possibly less, and there were still people around who could remember when he had the wings on which all gods first float to earth. This god, to whom I spoke on several occasions, told me that I was to stay in his village and take a wife there and benefit from the services the village could offer, though he didn't say what they were. In other words, he was very hospitable. In other words, he was extremely kind, and I told him so, but I had to decline, because of my commitments in Andromeda, where I already have a wife who waits for me, even as I talk, I said. And so the god sighed and granted that, if this were the case, I had better leave in due course, as I desired. But before you go, he said, can you do me the slightest of favours? My back has been itching me for 100 years, and the people of the village won't scratch it because they believe that to do so is bad luck. Could you do so for me instead? But is it bad luck, I asked, or isn't it? The young healthy god laughed in my face, and I must admit his breath was sour as he said, why do you, an outsider, even for a minute believe it's bad luck? You should know by now that myself and my people are caught in a perpetual web of unreality, which we both together spin, and things that apply here apply nowhere else. Have you not read the guidebooks, the histories? I regretted that I had not read them as closely as I should, and apologized for my lack of preparedness in this regard. The god laughed again and presented his back to be scratched, and without misgivings I did as he asked. I hope, he said, when I had finished scratching his back, and his groans of pleasure had subsided, that you find your dreams after leaving here. Why do you say that? I asked. But the god was undergoing a transformation even as I spoke, and could not answer. In another moment, to my horror and despair, he was an old shriveled prune, and his face was blind and big-lashed, like the other gods I had seen. The people of the village came wailing around. They couldn't believe I had made their young virile god into an old sack or prune of a god, with long, cumbersome lashes like crutches. How could you have done it? They cried. Did you not see the signs?